Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday again, man. It's the 8th day of March, 2024, and it's frickin' Friday. Another week of it, guys. Another whole week, and it's 12:04 Pacific time. Another week, and it'll be getting worse every fucking day. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And, of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking at a high of 49 degrees today and a low of 27. It's gradually warming back up, it'll probably fucking snow tomorrow. Who knows? Anyways, we'll be right back and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies, Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition. And we'll have a look. We'll be right back.
She said we couldn't do no wrong. No other love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my old blue dungarees, and I'll never go to Texas anymore.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, over to the alternate controlled opposition propaganda. I think that's what we're calling it today. Okay, Israeli airstrikes pound southern Lebanon, killing one. We've been talking about this for fucking years. First, you know, let's wipe out Palestine, commit your fucking goddamn genocide, kill every fucking Palestinian, then it's off to fucking Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and then, well, we'll have to go over there and kick fucking Iran's ass, the fucking lapdogs, the fucking slaves. I have to go over there and do that dirty duty. And then, hey, you know what, Turkey, you better be ready to fucking battle too, boys, because you think that these fucking Jews don't want the whole Ottoman Empire. You're a fucking fool. They're coming for it. And we should be here when, instead of fighting fucking or even caring about this shit, we should be here stomping the fuck out of the pedophilic pieces of the fucking human dog shit that we have here, the fucking pig shit eating fucking Jews. Every one of these fucking criminals, blatant fucking criminals, in your fucking face criminals. Israel reported carrying out multiple airstrikes against the towns of Ataran and Ayat al-Shab in southern Lebanon, attacks that followed overnight strikes on Matan Memoria and a nearby observation post. In all cases, Israel said the targets were buildings or targets being used by Hezbollah. God damn, if I could just go around getting every son of a bitch that needs to get gotten and go, well, it's Hezbollah. Oh, okay. Right. I don't think it works quite that way. Lebanese military sources noted that in the attacks and at Ayatron, a house was hit in one strike, killing a Hezbollah member and wounding at least three civilians. Bulldozers and ambulances rushed to the rescue those trapped within. In addition, 11 houses were destroyed in other towns. I remember when they used to talk about declaring war on before you just Israel is going to fuck shoot anybody they fucking want anywhere they fucking want. Wonder why we allow a little small minority of motherfucking rat bastards like that to fucking do shit like that, people. Why do we allow it? Hezbollah responded with rocket fire, which they said was in retaliation for the shelling of Deyara, in which a civilian was reported killed. Several of the rockets were intercepted, but at least one hit the town of Metula, damaging a house. Israeli media reported the increase in low-cost rocket fire amounted into Hezbollah fire testing the Iron Dome system, which, you know, we built. And them motherfuckers, before it's all over, it'll be Israel that built it. We built it. We paid for it. If we weren't over there, the fucking Arabs wouldn't. I mean, all the problems of the world would be solved in short fucking order. Dome system hoping to find a way to get through Israel's defense system. Not Israel, the United fucking States of, the corporate United States of the fucking America's fucking defense fucking system, bought and paid for by the American fucking people for the destruction of the fucking Palestinians, for the fucking genocide of the Palestinians. Call it what it fucking is. Defensive system, my fucking ass. You're over there flying planes. You go bomb the fuck out of them, shoot rockets at them and shit. They shoot back. Oh, it's self-defense. Fuck you, kike. Systems and allowing a greater percentage of the fire to hit their targets. Two drones were reported in northern Israel coming out of Lebanon. One of the drones, described as explosive laden, was reportedly shot down by Israeli troops, while the second crashed without causing any damage or casualties. That's enough of this horseshit article. We know what the fuck you're doing. What else we got here? Western media concocts evidence. UN report on October 7th, sex crimes failed to deliver. And in this, you know, I read this, and it fucking, they without any evidence, without being able to talk to one fucking witness, it's reasonable to believe that it might have happened. And they're calling us, oh, see, we told you. Fuck you, kike. You're not selling this fucking shit to nobody that has something bigger than a pea for a fucking brain. Get that through your heads. Home in Israel, operated by Keller Williams, the largest real estate financier in the United States, is selling occupied Palestine land to only Jews. And we had a report on this earlier. It's a fucking video, but it is. I mean, it's right there. You have to be a Jew, and you can go and you can buy to occupy. Well, what they just fucking bulldozed, you know, they blow it down with their fucking rockets and tanks. Our rockets and tanks, let's get real, we're paying for this shit. The fucking rockets and tanks, then they bulldoze it over and the real estate deal's already gone because these are fucking Jews. That's how the first fucking goddamn copper wire was made. Two Jews fighting over a fucking penny. These fucking son of a bitches, fucking you talk about mammon worshipers. They created the fucking term. Experts say RSV jabs need to be pulled from the market following deaths and serious injuries. And I'm not going to go over another one of those. Of course they fucking do. All of it's a fucking lie. But they think if they just keep fucking coming up and saying, and they say COVID-19 about 10 fucking times in this, when it's been proven that the motherfucker never existed, that the fucking shots are what's killing fucking people, the fucking goddamn biological kill agents they created to kill us are killing us. That's what you need to know about the fucking goddamn mRNA and all that fucking horse shit. It's working. They're doing it. They're killing us. We're not killing them back. And they're just, what's such a bunch of, I mean, like putting a dog down. We have newcomers who need housing. The city of Denver is begging landlords to rent their properties to illegal immigrants. Anyone that does should be fucking, you should just fucking shoot them. They're fucking goddamn traitors. We're at fucking war. We're invaded. And that fucking war, and they're killing our fucking people at ad nauseum. They're committing genocide on our fucking people.
And this little punk bitch here in the, it's a video, little punk bitch here, you ought to go home and get your fucking diaper changed, boy. You ain't seen enough of this fucking world to know who you're fucking with. Because, well, you know what? You're old enough to fucking join the military. I'm old enough to plant your fucking ass in the ground, you little prick. You go out there and you suck some goddamn fucking god third world fucking filthy ass fucking assholes if you want, but you ain't going to fucking take from my kids and myself and my grandchildren, you motherfucker. You want to be an enemy combatant? You're one. Prison reform activists arrested for dismembering man storing body parts in freezer. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. Prison reform activist Sheldon Johnson, who Joe Rogan featured on his podcast last month as a victim of systematic racism, was arrested on Tuesday for dismembering a man and storing his severed head and other body parts in his freezer. So, I mean, this is the bullshit, people, the bullshit. Last month, Joe Rogan had prison reform activist Sheldon Johnson on to discuss the unfairness of the U.S. justice system. What U.S. justice system? There is no fucking U.S. justice system. This is coming right. The system that is being used is administrative admiralty right out of fucking Britain. That's where this shit comes from. The same shit that our ancestors fought and threw out of this fucking country and said it would never be again. God damn it. You know what? We got to fucking force the fucking law. They could lay down the law. They had the balls to fucking put the guns up and lay down the law. But do we have the fucking balls to fucking enforce it? Obviously not. Heath Woods reported Johnson was just out after serving a 25-year jail sentence. Oh, man. He explained how unfair it was that he was sent to prison for as long as he was. And Joe Rogan agreed that Johnson's story reflects a huge problem of racism in this justice system. Anything to get you divided. Here's the election coming up. There's a selection, and if enough people don't participate, it's not going to look very good. They got to do everything they can in the alternate and alternate media. I mean, goddamn people. If you actually fucking all the American nationals fucking unregistered to vote and said, fuck you, this is fucking illegitimate. It is a goddamn occupational fucking goddamn sponsored fucking vote. To vote in it is a fucking crime of fucking treason and sedition. And we're not going to fucking do it. We're done talking to you motherfuckers. We're going to put you down. He continued, today Johnson was arrested after police found a severed head and limbless torso in his apartment. The victim's neighbors reported hearing, please don't, I have a family. Before hearing two gunshots, the police found the victim's decapitated head in Johnson's freezer and the limbless torso in a blue bin in his apartment. Maybe the problem here isn't anti-Semitism, racism, Woods commented. Johnson was charged with murder, manslaughter, and criminal possession of a weapon, ABC7 reports. And you know what? This is just fucking, this guy's a fucking freak, fucking murdering son of a bitch. He just did 25 in the fucking clink. But they're going to make it look like because he's black. God, we should be against black people. Black people should be against white people. And any people of color should be against white people. And then white people should be against each other men against women. And then the fucking creatures they create that make up the 1% that are the fucking LGBTQXYZ. Fucking end the goddamn transvestites, the fucking pricks in, communist pricks in our fucking schools wanting to cut little boys' dicks off and little girls' tits off. Yeah, this is going to distract me from the fact that you need to be killed, that we are at fucking war. It ain't going to work. Not one second. The fucker can hang. If he got caught with the body parts, I mean, it won't be proper because it will not be the fucking procedural due process guaranteed in the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. But fuck, they should have just shot the son of a bitch on the fucking spot. If you hack somebody up like that, you're a fucking animal. You get treated like one. Governor Kathy Hochul to New Yorkers who don't want the National Guard in their subways with rifles checking bags, just stay home. Go home. You're not taking the subway. Hey, bitch. The motherfucker belongs to us. We'll fucking stuff your fucking ass, bitch. It doesn't belong to you. And I saw the fucking Gestapo in the goddamn subway. And it's only you're a little cunt. And you couldn't fucking roll a man over if he is fucking dead. You need to keep your fucking mouth shut before you find yourself hanging from a goddamn gallows, you cunt. What they're doing is unlawful. It is a violation of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, you bitch. And like I said, you're a little cunt. Keep your little cunt mouth shut, and you might fucking survive another day, you fucking bitch. You love the fucking Gestapo. You, God, people like you, yeah, you little nothing son of a bitch. Chinese American who allegedly stole U.S. missile detection technology was part of CCP's, that's the Chinese Communist Party's, 1,000 talent plan. They have a 1,000 talent plan. I'm sure we're paying for it. It's by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Chiquang Gong, a Chinese American. No, you're not a Chinese American. You're a fucking Chinese. Get the fuck out. Only American nationals are fucking Americans, you motherfuckers. You take your fucking goddamn passport and you get the fuck out of this country and don't you ever come back. Well, I guess you're in prison now. A Chinese American who was, no, he's not. American who has been accused of stealing U.S. and fared missile detection technology was listed as one of 558 young talents in the 12,000 talents plan run by Chinese Communist Party CCP in 2016. We can look at a little more of that. The list of talents was issued by the Task Force Office of Overseas High-Level Talent Recruitment Programs under the Organization Department of Central Committee of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party. A complaint by the U.S. Attorney's A complaint by the U.S. Attorney's Office claimed that Mr. Gong transferred 3,600 files from his work laptop to three personal storage devices from March 2023 to April 2023. It also claimed that Mr. Gong possessed in his personal storage device files marked as confidential that appeared to be to belong to several of Mr. Gong's former employers. These devices were taken from his temporary residence in Thousand Oaks, California, following an FBI search on May 8, 2023. Couldn't find no fucking Americans to work there, huh? You son of a bitches. This is on purpose and fucking the... Well, we'll go on. Mr. Gong, 57, of San Jose, was arrested on February 6 and was bailed out on $2.5 million. Of course he was. Bond, following a hearing in San Jose the next day, he was indicted on February 27th by Assistant U.S. Attorney's Office, making it a formal criminal case. Now, what do you do to somebody committing espionage in your country? What did we do in the fucking past when somebody was caught? I mean, remember the husband and wife, I can't think of their name, they were put up against the fucking wall. They were fucking killed. Now, I'm not going to go through all this shit, but I am going to get to the fucking end of it. Because that's where the good part is. Let's see if we can get here. I took a risk because I worked for a company 31, an American military industrial company, and thought I could do something for the country high-end military integrated circuits. Mr. Gong wrote in a trailer and a letter to a talent plan recruiter after he traveled to China in September 2019 to attend in person a representation regarding his high performance converter a proposal of Hang Zhu. In a video presentation included with Mr. Gong's 2020 submission, Mr. Gong used a video containing the mold model number LTN4323 of a high-performance 4K solution CMOs, sensors development, and a BAE Systems Incorporated. Mr. Gong stated that his product session included a low-light night vision dual-use Cosmos image, CMOS image sensor for use in military night vision goggles and civilian application. Now, you ready for this? This fucking Chinese spy. And one motherfucker still has that cunt living with him. You have not been betrayed. You're not only not represented by these motherfuckers, you are betrayed and being fucking goddamn set up to be fucking killed and taken over by these motherfuckers. Mr. Gong faces, are you ready? 10 years in federal prison if convicted. I thought you, for espionage, you went up against the fucking wall. What happened in this? Well, I guess it's just like the immigration laws. If you don't enforce them, they don't fucking exist, do they? Because they never did, because they were only immigration policy, because all law has to be, well, it used to have to be. It can't be. You can't even make a goddamn law no more. Forget it. Only law there is the Bill of Fucking Rights. The law of December 15, 1791 is the only fucking law there is. Remember it. Pelosi slams Joe Biden for referring to Lake and Riley's killer as an illegal. He should have said undocumented. And I'm telling you, this Lake and Riley, this, I mean, with the foundation, everything, this bitch is going to end up on the fucking stage with Trump. I bet my shiny nickel on it. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Tyson Foods announces partnership with Insect Ingredient Company. And yeah, we're going to read this one, kids. Tyson Foods, mark that down in your fucking mind. You want to eat fucking bugs? This is by Naima Harris, People's Voice. Tyson Foods Incorporated, the processed chicken giant, has announced that it has reached an agreement with Protix, an insect ingredient company. Tyson Foods. If you get Tyson Foods, you want to eat some bugs? The processed chicken giant says the new agreement with the bug company will support growth of emerging insect ingredient industry. EE to our terms, I don't know. To be aware that if you buy store-bought food of the processed variety, there may be insect ingredients lurking in the formula as the globalists move full stream ahead with their bug food agenda. Info of reports a twofold investment agreement forged between Info Horrors reports twofold investment. You're gonna hang, fucking fat ass, you fucking son of a bitch, you fucking piece of shit. A twofold investment agreement forged between Tyson and Protix will allow the processed food industry to hide newfangled bug ingredients in their labels by creating an efficient and sustainable system of insect protein and lipids produced for the entire global food system. Using a direct equity investment, Tyson will acquire a majority stake in Protix to help fund its massive global expansion, creating a steady supply of insect and bug ingredients that will be forced on the entire planet, except for the food plates of the globalists, of course, who will still be fine dining on steak and caviar in their caviar to their empty hearts' content. Oh, like fucking that. Tyson and Protix have entered a joint venture for the construction and operation of an insect ingredient manufacturing facility in the United States, which reports indicate will be the first of its kind to upcycle food manufacturing products into high-quality insect proteins and lipids, which will primarily be used in the pet food, agriculture, and livestock industries. Primarily, that's an open fucking word. That's what you call open subject matter. Primarily means fucking one more. If it, one more dog food has it than the fucking regular food, that's primarily. Our partnership with Protix represents the latest strategy investment by Tyson Foods and groundbreaking solutions that drive added value to Tyson Foods business. I don't think so, buddy. I'll read every goddamn thing I see Tyson on it, and it will fuck you, shove it in your ass. Announced John R. Tyson, Chief Financial Officer of Tyson, and the same guy who last year wandered drunk and uninvited into a college student's bed before she called the police on him. The insect life cycle provides the opportunity for full circularity within our value chains, strengthening our commitment to building a more sustainable food system for the future. Whereas slave fodder, bugs, fuck you, you're going to eat bugs, you motherfuckers. Related during the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, which never fucking existed, pandemic, what the fuck are you talking about here? COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19's never existed. COVID-19 did not fucking exist. Keep fucking bringing it up, and we'll keep telling you COVID-19 never existed, and you fucking know it. Neither did your vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. It was right on the CDC's own fucking site that it wasn't a fucking vaccine. Now, wasn't it? You think we're so fucking stupid we don't have the memory span of a head of cabbage? Pandemic, Tyson Foods mandated spike protein injections on all of its employees. Did Tyson workers then shed spike proteins into Tyson chicken products? Good question. Globalists see non-globalists as human livestock. Do not be fooled by the claim that these bug byproduct ingredients are strictly for animals. Globalists look at non-globalists, meaning non-one percenters, as everyday, you mean non-fucking Jews, everyday folks who are not filthy rich, as being the equivalent to a human livestock. So you can be sure these insect parts are destined for your dinner plate as well. Mine, not my fucking dinner plate, they're not going to be. Tyson would not be building a massive U.S. facility with an enclosed system designed to support all aspects of insect protein production, including the breeding, incubating, and hatching of insect larvae, if this entire operation was not also intended to feed the tens of millions of useless eaters that the globalists eventually want to kill off once they've are done exploiting their human slaves for profit. Next thing you know, you will tell they will tell you that these things go well with Soylent Green, joked one person on X about Tyson's insects. No, that's kind of weak. Referring to the 1973 sci-fi thriller film about people eating Soylent Green, aka people. I guess I'm never eating Tyson products again. Neither am I. Anybody that fucking eats this shit, you're a fucking fool. Noted another with several others in agreement that they too are done purchasing and eating Tyson products. I mean, fucking give them a Budweiser treatment. Fuck you. You eat bugs, you son of a bitch. You rich fuck, I'll shove them down your fucking throat. Alive. Insects are not designed for the human digestive system. Noted another about how humans cannot consume and derive any benefits from bugs. If it was, it would already have been on the menu several hundreds of years ago. Humans and birds are very, very different. Yes, we are. Tyson Foods is disgusting, said someone else. They inhumanely slaughter animals to make their inferior product. That's just somebody who went, fuck that. You're putting bugs. Tyson is going to put bugs in their goddamn fucking food. You're going to buy Tyson? You're going to eat fucking bugs? I ain't. Let's see where we're at here. Oh, ooh, that critter. This person showed up to testify in the Missouri House against HB 1650, which would ban drag shows for kids. He called the policy white supremacist and transphobic, and went on an unhinged rant against straight people. I'd kill you. I'd pound your face into that fucking goddamn desk you're standing in front of. I'd kill you in fucking five fucking blows, you motherfucking piece. Look at it. When you get a chance, go over and look at this fucking creature. I'd be like stamping out a goddamn ant if I didn't eat it. 19-year-old Sri Lanka student charged with murder of two adults, four children in Ottawa home. You know, and this happened in Canada. But the damn thing is, I mean, this must be a fucking or Haven awoke Thursday. So we'll see, when the hell did it happen? Sri Lanka. I mean, this is like a community of them. I mean, there's got goddamn, that's why you go to Chinatown. There should be one fucking flag flying in this country, but that Bill of Rights flag. That corporate fucking flag, I'll wipe my fucking ass on it and burn it. It was never fucking ratified by the people to be the flag of this goddamn country. The people were already flying their own flags, the Gadsden, and now we have our fucking Bill of Rights flag. That is the highest authority in this fucking land. It deserves a place on the top of the fucking pole and just beneath it, the Gadsden. That's saying I'm an individual and look up. That's why you ain't going to fuck with me, because I'll kill your ass. You try to violate my fucking rights, you're dead. The banks that control the world are run by the Rothschilds family. Meyer Rothschild's five sons were sent by their father on his dying bed to control vital parts of Europe through loans and interest. Well, we know this, but maybe there's somebody out there that don't. This is by Dom Luce, and there is a video after you continue in this, and it's a short video, and it covers a whole lot. If you want to, I mean, I'd recommend watching. It's not that long, and it shows you how simplifies it in a simple version, how they did it. The Rothschilds family is behind the Federal Reserve and the creation of Israel. Their net worth is over half of the global population. Over half the global population. Over half the global population. And they have funded every war in the last 80 years. They have been proven to be behind Marxism, communism, Zionism, and Bolshevism. Well, yes, we know this. Bolshevism, Ashmel Meyer Rothschild, 1773-1855, Frankfurt. Solomon Meyer Rothschild, 1774-1855, Vienna. Nathan Meyer Rothschild, 1777-1836, London. Kamala Meyer Rothschild, 1788-1855, Naples. Jacob Meyer Rothschild, 1792-1868, it says Pierre, it's P-A-R-I, wherever the hell that is. The Rothschilds are the 14th most powerful family in the world, my ballsack. They are number fucking one family in the world, and then most powerful in world if you... exclude the black nobility families of Rome. I'm going to find out who they are. I've never heard of that, but I'm going to find it out. We can no longer stand by idly by while the choices of our nation, culture, and well-being is made by a select few Americans. Immediately needs to relinquish control of these foreign influences before it's too late. Yes, we fucking do. And like I said, there's the little fucking video there, and it's worth watching. Let's see what we got going here. Washington Post column tells progressive Jews to support Israel or get excommunicated. And this again, as in, of course, it's got a goddamn fucking video in it, but it's a young Jew kid, and he pretty well lays it out. I mean, he's a fucking Jew for goddamn sure, the Washington Post ran a column from Noah Feldman on Tuesday telling progressive Jews to get with the program and back Israel's genocide campaign in Gaza or face excommunication. I mean, it's kind of hard to sell with the program. And after paragraph upon paragraph aimed at building rampart with the progressive Jews, Feldman is targeting. He finally got to the point at the end of his column, the Washington Post, to be a Jew today. In that film, they talk about how, who owns the Washington Post? Fucking Jews. To be a Jew, the aftermath of October 7th, achieve. Yeah, you fucking achieve getting your fucking asses wiped off this planet. Young progressive Jews believe in the teachings of social justice that compel. See, this is how they're trying to turn it in. It's a powerful thing. Genocide ain't no little fucking matter. But there's a power in there. See the power, just like with the 99%, just like with the fucking Tea Party. And they're diving on it. They want this to be a communist fucking movement. Well, you know what? Fucking we can be against genocide and against your fucking communism, because it is communists that are committing the fucking genocide. Look it up. The fucking Jews were created by the fucking, the Jews created fucking communism. They are fucking communists. So this is going to be a tough one for you pricks to sell. I mean, you're going to try and ease it in there, like with this young kid right here. this little young fucking kid here, he may be fucking there telling all the truths about his fucking treasonous ass, low-life fucking pig shit-eating country, but he's a little fucking goddamn communist, I guarantee fucking it. And you know, you're not going to associate people who fucking will not stand for genocide with fucking communism. Again, because it's the fucking communists that are doing it. Social action, but they also find that they cannot avoid what they see as the broken reality of Israel. Their solution, their Jewish progressive sincerely felt solution, is to express their belief in social justice by criticizing. See, this is fucking communist bullshit. Justice by criticizing or condemning Israel for its failures of equality, liberty, dignity, and human rights. No, you just fucking get the fuck out of my country. All of you motherfuckers that have other fucking beliefs, that you, if you're a goddamn hyphenated American, take that hyphen and get the fuck out and go to where your fucking first fucking home was. You're a fucking Jewish American, go back to Jewland. You're a fucking Irish American, go back to Ireland. Any whatever in the fuck you are, get the fuck out, because you're not an American. And you're not going to fucking push communism here. We will blow your fucking heads off. As today's college students become adults and gradually assume leadership of their movements, progressive Judaism will have to work out its long-term attitude towards Israel. One possibility is for progressive Jews to take away from the focus on Israel to engage their Jewishness in other ways. Familia, I guess that's family and fucking in some other language, spiritual and personal, this would entail real technological change. Israel will not change just because progressive American Jews want it to. They will have to find their own answers. And it's a red flag. It's communism. Answers to the looming crisis facing them. We'll kill the fucking people committing genocide. Then we'll kill you fucking goddamn communists. And we'll kill the fucking fascists. Because you are in violation of our fucking law and our right to be who we are. This is our fucking country. Plain and fucking simple. Get the fuck out. And soon, before a new generation finds itself alienated from a Jewishness whose inner contradictions it cannot reconcile, at the individual level, Jews want to think less about Israel, also face serious challenges because Jewishness is a collective identity. If most Jews self-define in... No, here. You're going to start using fucking pronouns. Fuck you, Jew. Fuck all you fucking Jews. When we come at you, we're not going to separate the fucking fly shit from the pepper. Just know that, you motherfuckers. You've lived fucking goddamn the highest standard of life in our country of any motherfucking, and you're a small minority, and you still get the best of the fucking best. You think so? And see, right next down to this one, let's see. Right, what's the next story here? Breaking: pro-Palestinian protesters are blocking Joe Biden's motorcade to the State of the Union. Whoop-de-fucking-do. And they're all out there, red, little red. I know what you fucking are doing. You be communist. I'd walk in there. I'd fucking mow every fucking one of you cocksuckers down in a second. You're not going to push communism in my fucking country. This is an individual, free, sovereign, nationals country. We do not fucking... Communism is collectivism. The United States is about individualism. It's an oxy fucking moron. You're not going to push fucking communism. You're not going to push collectivism in any fucking sort. You're going to get fucking killed is what's going to happen to you. You've already declared war. Sooner or later, these guns are going to start going off and you motherfuckers are going to fucking, you're going to see what a fucking American will fucking do. I don't know how interesting this is. Breaking: United Airlines Boeing 777 loses tire during takeoff from San Francisco, crushes cars on the ground. I can just see the guy putting the fucking tire on the son of a bitch. That might be why. I don't know. I'm just fucking throwing it out there. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And in there, if you let our few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Watch you flee. Welcome to the jungle. We take it day by day.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliton, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry. No, don't mail nothing. Doing that. My mind. Your contributions are appreciated, and by God, needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 at Pacific Time. Of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. Don't we get deeper into that jungle every fucking week? It's been another Friday. Pretty soon we get in there to where the canopy shuts all the light off and there's nothing but shadows within the shadows, and that's where the fucking death lies. Keep coming, you motherfuckers. Keep on coming deeper into the fucking jungle. And when it lets loose, death will be in every fucking shadow, you motherfuckers. Anywho, let's go back to where we were. See what else we can conjure up here. Fucking plane. The wheel fell off, man. I noticed, man, maybe 20 years ago, you go into a place and you get a new set of tires, you get them mounted and balanced. And there's only two of them, and all the competition was on just Masons, you know, I'm a Mason. It don't matter how good I can do that. I can't even put a fucking lug nut on, but I'm a Mason, and that's what fucking counts. That's why I own the store. I have a car, but I have a big Cadillac that I sure as hell wouldn't let nobody in my staff work on. But there was a place there that was like that. And two times, people pulling out of the parking lot, their fucking tire just took off. You betcha. California groups pay students $1,400 to become radical social justice warriors. And where do you think this money comes from, people? Well, let's find out. This is by Olivia Land at New York Post. Aggressive activists group in California is paying students $1,400 each to become radical and social justice warriors, with the school district forking out hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, if it's a school district, I bet you that's coming from us, isn't it? Go look at your paycheck and see if you see a federal deduction there. That's who's paying this fucking shit. This is who your new master is. A fucking little punk ass kid like that little prick up the page there. And it's going to social justice warrior. I'll give you some social justice, you cocksuckers, to fund the propaganda program, including according to a report. I was going to say, yeah, somebody mentioned that there was an archive up there that didn't have a link. I seen your comment. It'll be up there this evening. And I don't need to be reminded that I've got it one time. I just so you could find in the time. That's all. Long Beach Unified School District funneled nearly $900,000 for one-year contracts to California for Justice, a youth-powered nonprofit that provides education and organization on radical justice issues, according to a copy of the agreement obtained by the Free Press. The hefty contract, which runs until June 2024, includes $60,200 for 33 students and 10 families or parents to receive $1,400 each to participate in CFJ's training programs. See, and they should look at these little idiots if you can get over there. Most of them look foreign. I mean, these are the doofuses I'm supposed to be afraid of. You better think of fucking again. These are the doofuses that are going to fucking... Am I intellectual equals? They're not my equals. They're not my betters. They're intellectually fucking insignificant to me. These little punk bitches, man. You got one hand slap, you get four or five of them. Well, a prostitute gets paid a lot less, but the very fact that you have to go out and I see these cards are factory made, man, in racism in school now. Oh my goodness. And these are, you know, you can tell that this is just a fucking bunch of fucking idiots. I mean, you find someone with true passion and something they believe, that they'd slaughter 1,000 of these fuckers. One person would. Between 2023 and 2024, the Long Beach Unified School District funneled nearly $900,000 to Californians for Justice. Facebook California for Justice, provided by New York Post. The agreement states it is to provide assistance to teachers, administrators, and select students in building strategies to support culture, understanding, and change. I thought you went to fucking school to learn how to learn. Now, by God, that's what a school was. That's what I mean, when they sold the idea to us, just like with the phony fucking Constitution, the lying motherfucking Federalists, the fucking the school thing. Now, what was fucking school for? It was to learn how to learn. It was to teach you how to take a book. I mean, once you, if you graduated and you fucking learned, you know, your grammar, and you learned your math, and you learned how to look up something in a card catalog, anything you wanted to do, man, you want to build a boat, go into the fucking libraries, find a fucking book on how to build a boat and build a son of a bitch. If you, anything you wanted to do, you were supposed to be able to self-educate from that point. I mean, some people went to institutions of higher learning, like a doctor. I mean, that might not be a bad idea in the day when you had real doctors, if a doctor was there supervising you, but I guarantee you there's a fucking book on it. I've bought college courses, a lot of them off, I mean, you know, right out of the fucking store. If I want to know how to do something, I fucking just read and interpret. And if I don't understand something, I grab that fucking dictionary. Now I understand it. There ain't no way I cannot fucking learn to do any fucking thing. If I got enough time. On its website, CFJ boasts it has trained hundreds of youths of color in Long Beach to be community leaders and organizers. But what if we don't want your fucking ass? What if we just bitch slap you down? What if we gun your fucking asses down because you've joined the fucking cocksuckers who have declared war on our supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, that it is not only our right, but our duty to defend with deadly fucking forces. You've removed our fucking courts. We're at the second article, motherfuckers. You better be watching what the fuck you're doing. You're getting deeper in that fucking jungle. It's so fun. You get to, paid. You get paid good. You can have a fun time. One student gushed in a recent video on the CFJ Instagram. And you have this thing, build relations, and it shows two guys hitting their fists together. Fuck you, you phony son of a bitches. The nonprofit focuses on racial and social inequity in California cities. Facebook Californians for Justice provided a New York Post, and you're paying for it. A spokesperson for the Long Beach District, which at 65,500 students is that state's fourth largest, told the Post that the stipends of the up to $1,400 per student and family are internships. It is to ensure equitable participation in the CFJ program, embracing diverse perspectives in education. Then they added, I bet you 90% of what I just read, that they like to use big words when they're trying to sell you fucking candy as fucking goddamn, you know, fucking beef. Big words, participation, equitable, embracing perspectives, education. I bet 90% of these kids don't even know who. They don't even know who they are. They don't know the simplest shit. They don't know simple fucking math. They don't know fucking, they got that fuzzy math. Well, 2 + 2, I think that's 3. And I mean, that's how fucking bad it is. And these motherfuckers are going to college and you're paying for it. Four teachers from Long Beach District, however, told the Free Press that they had serious reservations about CFS's work. One educator denounced the payments for participating as a horrible propaganda strategy, and it really is. It looks stupid, and I mean, I look at these little fucking pukes. That's all I'll call them, is little fucking pukes. And you scream as loud as you want. I'll take a belt to your ass, and I'll give you something to scream about. I am shocked and horrified at such a fact, another teacher told the outlet, of the student and the family's stipends. How about fucking bribery payments? This isn't the first year that Long Beach District has partnered with CFJ since December 9, 2019. The district has paid the group nearly $2 million to work with them, according to the Free Press. $2 million for this fucking horse shit. I wish you could see what I'm looking at here. For these fucking little children. Ah! Ah! Bah! Bah! See our slogan. See our openings. It's got a goddamn ad for it. The group pays $1,400 to students who participate in their program, Facebook Californians for Justice Provided in New York. In 2021, CFJ ran three professional development sessions at Long Beach High School, the outlet said, citing past contract. During those sessions, participants were engaged to embrace the role of student voice. We didn't have a voice till you got the $1,400. I mean... And to work with teachers and administrators to advance a district-wide equity agenda. Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes. This is the agenda. The agenda. What do you want me to say for that $1,400? I'll say anything. I'm a little fucking kid. $1,400. I'm doing it. The 2021 and fucking these idiot motherfuckers in this country are going to, I mean, this is like the Khmer Rouge. These little fucking children. Try to fucking run me. Little child, I'll take off my belt and whip your fucking ass because that's what you need. The 2021-2022 contract read, the CFJ was contracted to host 15 more of those trainings during the 2023-2024 school year, according to the latest contract, I guess. One teacher who declined to give her name told the Free Press that she thinks the workshop have become open forums for students to simply complain about the schools. I don't want recess at 4. I want it at 3. One student said they would come to class on time if we built relationships with them. She recalled, it's helpful to hear their voice and know what they think. No, it isn't. I mean, fucking, I got fucking goddamn so many years on you of fucking life experience. I don't give a shit what your little, what you have to say. I've already heard 10,000 fucking times. It's nothing new to me. Might be to you. It's just like a baby in that first taste of ice cream. Might be new to you, but it's old hat to me. Would help them learn better. But I feel like you can do that with a focus group. Fuck. A focus group. She added, this is goofy. That's all I'm going to say. The educator also expressed concern that the activist organization is just feeding students scripts. What? If you say this, and even if you don't understand what the fuck you're saying, if you say this, we'll give you money. The way that they are handing scripts to students, even the words coming out of their students' mouths, is just It just feels like indoctrination and not information, she told the outlet. And you must be one of the brains. Somebody who can, you think so? I mean, do you see that? I can look at the fucking pictures and tell you that, lady. One of the reasons that CFJ were hired to help our students find their voice and be able to express it, Jay Goldfischer. A high school history teacher agreed. Or teaching them parroting, he insisted, which is the next exact opposite of how you empower children. you guys, you're wasting my money. You're wasting the people's fucking resource. Fuck you. You're stupid. You're retarded. You're goofy. I'm not going to read anymore. This is too stupid to fucking read. If you can, go over the site and look at these little fucking punks, these little children. You're going to tell me how to live my fucking life? You're going to tell me how to run my fucking life? You're going to tell me what the fucking, how the cow eats the cabbage there, four eyes? I don't fucking think so. I think you get the fucking belt. Anyways, guys, I've had enough. It's been a fucking week of continuously worse fucking tyranny, and it's going to be another week of it next week, and over the weekend there will be more tyranny added, and all we can do is fucking just keep slamming it, and fuck, if it comes to you, fight. If they violate my fucking right, I will fight to the death. That's my goddamn pledge. You violate my fucking right, it's a gunfight to the fucking death. Yours or mine or both. It don't fucking matter to me. And if everybody took that fucking position, they would not be doing this shit to us. We wouldn't be reading comical articles like that last son of a bitch. God damn it, stand up and be a goddamn human being. Have a fucking spine. Tell them, pedophiles, you know what we do to pedophiles? We kill the motherfuckers, you son of a bitches. You know what we do to fucking goddamn people who traffic fucking children? We kill the son of a bitches. What do we do to fucking faggots, fucking goddamn LGBTQXYZ motherfucking sick motherfuckers out there trying to fucking dress men, trying to dress up like women and dance in front of little kids? We kill the motherfuckers. That's what we do. That's just fucking protocol. Okay? That's a word for you to fucking study. Protocol. That is the, and that will be the word from the trenches. We'll be back on Monday. See y'all then.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!
Okay, brother.
Wake up, I won't give up, cause here I come,